Traditions can be such an important part of a band program. In this podcast, I share 10 ideas for helping you to create traditions. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
I was at a high school for 13 years, and when I first started at that high school, they had zero traditions, and boy, it broke my heart. And actually, that's not true. They had one tradition, and this broke my heart too. Their one tradition was that the band director brought candy to the pep band games and just passed out candy between all the songs, handfuls and gobs of candy. And because it was their only tradition, I followed it that first year. And it broke my heart to see people eating candy and then playing a pep band song and eating candy. But I didn't want them to have no traditions. So I followed that for 1 year. And then I set about creating some of our own traditions. And I got rid of that tradition the second year. So sometimes you have to be sensitive to traditions that have been there if you're new to the school, and think about changing them slowly. Sometimes you have to change some traditions suddenly. It all depends on, you have to evaluate the program. But here are 10 tips for some easy to implement traditions. Number one, go to the mall. When you go to a performance, competition, for some reason, getting on the bus seems to really draw band students together. And stopping at the mall, everyone seems to be happy with the food court. I don't quite understand the appeal of malls, but for teenagers, it seems to be important to a lot of them. Number two, create some type of spring competition or trip that is maybe less intense than the large group experience. We have an amusement park here close to where we live that has a music festival. It's not the greatest music festival, but it gives us an excuse to go together, have a good time, get some feedback on our performance, but it's a little bit less intense than large group. I suggest that you don't have these replace large group. Have them be something that you can still do large group and do this. It might even be an optional trip. And at my school, my current school, we make it something that's optional for the students, and they all pay a little bit extra so that's not coming out of my budget. Here, if you're in Colorado, an excellent festival is the Canyon City Music and Blossom Festival. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes, and you can see if that will be something that will work out for you. Number three, elect leaders. Think about some roles you'd like people to fill. Long before I had a marching band, I had actually started electing some leaders. We would do pep band, but not marching band. And so there was someone that I called something similar to a drum major. I can't remember what it was now. But we had these elected leaders that would meet with me once or twice a month to kind of help move the band program forward. That can be an awesome tradition to begin. Make sure that you're in charge of that and the students understand that, because that can go awry. Number four, start an awards night or lunch or potluck. It can look different for different groups. The previous school I was at, we actually had a very formal awards night. We tried a couple of times with making it catered and having people have to pay. That didn't seem to go as well in my community, but it might in your community. We did it as a potluck, and students really looked forward to this night. We would do our own awards. There were a couple of school awards we would do during the school awards ceremony, but this one was just for us. And we had some fun awards. We had some silly awards. The drum majors would present some awards. The school that I'm at now, we did it as a lunch with the top group, and we just had pizza lunch. we gave out the awards and everyone just kind of hung out. So you, there's so many ways that you can do that. Tip number five, this is a tradition that I created at my current school, and we've had a lot of fun with it. We team up with the choir and we go caroling. We tell the classroom teachers, hey, we're available. If you'd like us to come to your room and carol, then let us know. And these are like grade one half songs that we do. We have maybe a 20-minute rehearsal together because time is so limited. And then we go around to the different classes and play and sing. And we have a really good, really good time with it. So that's something that's pretty easy to implement. There's lots of different music available that's easy to arrange for a four-part. Usually what I do for my groups is it's a four-part accompaniment that's easy to play. Hey, if you love this podcast, then I would ask that you would think about supporting us on Patreon.com. You can go to Patreon.com/TheMusicEdPodcast, and I will also put a link to that in the show notes. Tip number six, have a family day with the marching band. This was such a great tradition at the school that I had spent 13 years at. We would work on trying to have our show complete. We didn't always make it to completion, but we'd make it about three-fourths of the way through about the third weekend in August. And then we would do a dry run. That term goes back to my Army days. Basically, a dry run is like a dress rehearsal. The students would put their uniforms on and everything, and we would do a show for the parents, and then we would have a potluck. The parents loved it. The students loved it. It gave us a chance to be on the field and kind of see how everything was progressing. Tip number seven, pancakes. This was a fun tradition I did for over a decade. I'm thinking about reinstituting it. All the laws have changed now with what you're able to provide students to eat and when you're able to do it. So it could be a little bit harder, but you might still be able to pull it off if you do it early enough. I would feed 120 students pancakes, and it cost me about $50. $50 out of my budget to do that. I'd get a couple of parents to help me, a couple of my student leaders, and we just had four or five grills going at once. We set a time that it would start and a time that it would end so that we were done by the time school started. This was usually before school that we would do this. Now, even with the rules about eating, every school has a couple of days a year where they're allowed to stray away from that. They have to use those judiciously. So talk to your principal about it and see if you can get them on board. I was able to do that and continue the tradition. Number eight, this was such a fun thing that I did with my middle school feeder. We would have a wind ensemble, my top group, and an eighth grade band concert combined, and we would do a joint number that I would conduct. The eighth graders, most of them really looked forward to this. We tried to pick something that was not too difficult for the eighth graders so that they could work on it, and my wind ensemble students were usually able to get it in a very short amount of time. Tip number nine, I would have the elementary students, we would invite them to one of our early games, usually a junior varsity game would start earlier in the day when it was a little bit warmer, maybe 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. They would join us for the game. They would sit with us while we did our pep band part of the performance. They would watch our show, and then at halftime, my students would be off, and we would go in and have cake and ice cream and hang out with the elementary students. Everybody had such a great time with that every year. It took a lot of coordination, especially on the part of the elementary teacher. He had a after school beginning band, so I think it was just the band students that he would invite to come do that. And the students just loved to, the younger students loved to be able to see what the older students were doing. Tip number 10, this is an idea I stole from my friend Ed Canova. We would do our marching band show music at the end of our spring concert. So it was part of what we were working on. This gave us a head start on getting the music ready for the following year. also pushed up my timeline so that I had everything ready to go. We would surround the audience and all the groups, whether they were going to be in marching band or not. We would combine, I think I had about 100 instrumentalists that would surround the audience. The retiring drum major and the incoming drum major would be the two that would conduct it. And we would spend some of our rehearsal time leading up to the spring concert working on this. I hope that these tips have been helpful for you. Check out the links in the show notes for Canyon City and the link to Patreon.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.